Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roll on a honey.
Tight, because we got a big show lined up for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We are the American Adversaries Radio Show, coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studio. Get you started on your Thanksgiving week. Well, hopefully we got you started on it last night. And did you hear us recount the very first Thanksgiving, which actually occurred here in Florida? In a little town called St. Augustine right now. Anyway, we may get into that again tonight, but I hope you caught last night's show. Once again, we're here. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And yes, the Titan Cave Cam is up and running, so you can see and hear us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And, of course, you can still download the free Answer Orlando app into your smart device and listen to us on your Alexa devices and always on our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. And just hit that listen live button. And by the way, that is also where we archive all of our shows. All right, so I am the philosopher, political mad scientist Christopher Hart. In the studio once again with me tonight is our dear friend Fred Clayton from the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. Fred, always great to see you.
Thank you. It is always a pleasure and honor to be here, Chris.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure and honor to have you. And we're going to spend a few moments once again tonight talking about the Thanksgivathon. We would sure like you folks to help us out. And if you already have, thank you so very much for doing so. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Yes, we know. We talked once again last night about the election and the results finally in here in Florida. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Abe Katzman, however, will be joining us here shortly from Jerusalem Live. And there's a lot of stuff going on over there in Israeli politics that's not getting any coverage on the news over here. The government is about to come apart over there. And so we're going to talk about that tonight and why, what's going on over there in Israel. As I said, we got a big show. Oh, by the way, and John Barros should be out and about and on his way here, and we're looking forward to seeing him here momentarily as well. But once again, this is Thanksgivathon time, ladies and gentlemen, and what we're trying to do is help out the folks over at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, help out folks who are trying to get back on their feet and really working hard to do so. And that's one of the things I was listening earlier to you guys talking prior to this show. Michael Medved's given up his time, and the station is using all of its resources to help out here. But what I'm impressed with is how hard the people who are there are working to get their lives back together.
Absolutely. And it's kind of inspiring to see it, because these are folks who, for the most part, have had no discipline or structure in their lives prior to moving into the mission. And that's one of the reasons a lot of them are homeless.
Right.
So we recognize that we have to help them learn habits that instill that discipline and structure. So they voluntarily submit to programs that we have curfews at 5:30 every afternoon.
Right.
So they have to be in the building at 5:30 every afternoon, unless they have some other valid reason for being out. They cannot come and go without signing in and out during the day. Our men, when they live at the men's home for the first 90 days, they don't leave the building alone, because a lot of those temptations that rendered them homeless
are
in the first place,
waiting for them.
Absolutely, literally outside the
waiting
door.
Waiting for all of us.
That's exactly right.
Right.
So you're right. And then every guest, when he lives at the mission, he must work at the mission. We don't allow our folks to remain idle. So everybody there works. They'll work in the kitchen, on the grounds, in housekeeping. They do something all day long, and they'll go to classes. So.
And they seem to take to it. They seem to find in that there is security in a way in that, that there is a relief that life's challenges become a little bit more manageable when you have that regimentation.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And they get the dignity, the inherent human dignity that comes from earning your own way, that they're no longer sitting around living off the charity of someone else, that instead they are helping operate the mission by working on the grounds, by doing the laundry, by helping cook for the other guests. So they get that dignity, and I think you're exactly right. It gives them a security that, look, I'm doing something to help repay all the benefits I get, the room and board, all the classwork, all the programs that we operate. They're helping earn their way toward receiving those.
Thanksgivathon.com is where you can help us. Thanksgivathon.com. The Orlando Union Rescue Mission has its own website, of course, which is OURM.org. OURM.org. Thanksgivathon.com. And this week is a big week, because Wednesday is your annual Thanksgiving dinner, the day before Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. For about 60 years, we have conducted a Thanksgiving banquet on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, where we invite anybody who wants to come by, and typically it's the poor and homeless in Orlando who otherwise may not ever enjoy a Thanksgiving feast, to come by and have a Thanksgiving dinner with us, with turkey and dressing, all the trimmings, in the new men's home at 3300 West Colonial Drive. We expect this year, Chris, to serve about 1,200 folks with a free meal.
Oh, that's awesome. And the new men's center is not open yet. This will be sort of like a grand opening, or a pre-grand opening anyway, right?
Exactly.
And this is 3300 West Colonial Drive, which would be the south side of the road.
Exactly, the south side of Colonial.
And it's where what was the name of that hotel?
Where the old Parkwood Inn was located.
Parkwood Inn,
ever since,
that's right.
1959.
Right, Parkwood Inn, that's right. And it's been refurbished and redone to accommodate the Union Rescue Mission.
We have put in all new mechanical systems, plumbing, electricity, new roof over everything, and then we've built new facilities for our chapel and dining room. So this will allow us to take care of 90 more men than we currently can serve.
The Orlando Union Rescue Mission is a nonprofit organization. It does not accept not one dime of government money. It is faith-based, and that's why it works. And it's all about helping people up. It's a hand up, not a handout. It's just, the old saying. And as I said, these people have, and as Freddie's describing, they have to work for their keep. but they soon find that they like doing that, is what I'm sensing.
I think you're right. As we said earlier, they get a sense of dignity and accomplishment out of it. And I hope that we suffuse the entire facility and programs with love. We tell them constantly how much we love them, that the only reason we exist is because we know God loves us, and he asks us to share that love with others, and that's why we're doing it.
And that's what makes it work. As I said, it's that faith base, that faith element, the element of God, Christ. That's what makes it work. That's the key, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we can give food and shelter to people all day long, but if we don't teach them the love and the discipline of Christ, they're not going to go any further than that. And that's why you guys have been successful for 70 years?
Yes, sir. We've been in operation since 1948.
Has the philosophy changed significantly in that time?
Not at all. We've expanded programs, but no, the philosophy is exactly the same because...
When you have a winning formula, you just keep doing it,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And, Chris, human nature doesn't change.
That's one of the primary points of our show, is that's the beauty of our constitutional form of government, is it's designed with human nature in mind, knowing that human nature never changes. Circumstances may, but human nature itself does not. So once again, that's why the Orlando Union Rescue Mission is successful. I did have someone ask, is there a phone call? They don't do computer stuff. Is there a phone call that they can call to make a donation or get the how to do it?
Absolutely. They can call 407-422-4855. That's 407-422-4855, and then press 6 to make a donation.
Okay.
And we'd love for your audience to do that.
And, of course, everybody is welcome to come out. There'll be the station is going to be doing a live remote broadcast Wednesday from 11 to 1.
Yes, sir.
And that's, once again, 3300 West Colonial Drive. And that's just past John Young Parkway, and it's on the south side. It'll be your left as you're heading west. Now also, you're collecting toys.
We are every Christmas. And this is, I can talk about how wonderful some of the programs are at the Mission because I've only been there 2 years. So God has been building that place for 68 years before I got there. Every Christmas, we try to ensure that the kids who live at the Mission, there are 68 of them right now, 17 and under, living at the Mission, that they have a Christmas that is basically as nice as kids outside the Mission will have. Because otherwise they will not have much of a Christmas.
Right.
So we collect new unwrapped toys from all over Central Florida in order to give them to our kids. We need them of almost every age and both sexes to give to the kids. And so we love those donations because it will help ensure that our kids don't feel homeless and that they have a Christmas that is full of joy and love, just like your kids and my kids have experienced.
Oh, boy, I tell you what. My dad took some 8mm films of us when we were kids at Christmas time, and every now and then I'll watch it, but when I do, you know, you get that thump in your lump in your throat, and you go, why can't I go back there? But some of the stuff we got was pretty cool, too, I'll tell you that. And we'd like to make it a pretty cool Christmas for the kids at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And the toys can be dropped off at the Family Center, right?
Yes, they can be dropped off at the Family Center, which is 1525 West Washington Street. That's 1525 West Washington Street. Or they can drop them off at the current men's home, which is 410 West Central Boulevard.
Okay. And, of course, when do you distribute them? What is, like, the deadline for that?
We're going to be distributing the toys to the kids. Actually, we distributed them to the parents. What we do is we take our gym and we set up a little toy store in the gym.
Oh, so the parents can come in.
And the parents come in, and they're allowed to pick one big present and then two small presents for the kid. Then we wrap it and give it to the parents, so the parents give it to the kids. It doesn't come from the Mission. The parents get the dignity and privilege and respect and authority that comes from being the provider of the toys to the kids.
And the joy.
And the joy, exactly.
And once again, please help us out with the Thanksgivathon. That's thanksgivathon.com, or you can go to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission.org. But for us, thanksgivathon.com is real easy to remember. So if you're driving out there right now, thanksgivathon.com. And if you'd like to do it by phone, 407-422-4855 is the number. And then number 6 is with the extension, 407-422-4855, extension 6, to make a donation. And please help us out, because, as I said, the Orlando Union Rescue Mission has helped out a lot of families, a lot of individuals, and in the process, a lot of children in our community who wouldn't have found God and found success in their lives otherwise. And I mean, the stories and the hearing the way that God intercedes in these folks' lives, it's really fascinating and inspiring. And so once again, please help us out with the Thanksgivathon. And how's the Thanksgivathon going?
It's been great. We've had a fabulous, inspiring response from the Central Florida community. So thank you, Chris, you and your folks at WRL and at your sister stations. They've been magnanimous.
All right. Well, I like to see it this way. We're off to a good start. Let's finish strong, too.
Amen.
All right. And so Thanksgivathon, so we can really help out going into this season. You know, life has been good to us. President Trump's economic changes has caused the economy to really pay off for a lot of folks. And here's a little way to, you know, kind of, you know, pay back.
Absolutely.
And
thank you.
Thanksgivathon. And once again, all the money goes to a nonprofit organization who doesn't accept any money from the government and who has been successful at this faith-based philosophy for over 70 years. And you're really doing God's work over there. And folks, so you would be helping as well. Thanks, Fred, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow night.
Thank you, Chris.
Do another update. All right, once again, that's thanksgivathon.com, O-U-R-M.org, okay? All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, once again, Abe Katzman will be joining us live from Jerusalem, and I thank you for joining us from wherever you're at. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
The shoulder block right now on I-4 eastbound, right before Lake Mary Boulevard on mile marker 98. We've got a 10-minute delay there. I-4 slowdowns pick up right after 436 and into downtown. 408 east and westbound are still fairly clear, but the ramps leading to it are still congested. And you have a crash at Ocoee-Opopka Road at Silver Star Road that is contributing to slowdowns there. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Okay, welcome back to the American Adversaries, ladies and gentlemen, as we get you ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. We do have a lot to be thankful for. And I'd like to say once again that I am so very thankful that we have Abe Katzman as a part of our lineup here on the radio show. He really brings it there every week. And boy, he's bringing us some big news tonight. Abe, how you doing tonight? Thanks for being with us.
I'm doing okay, and I should thank you for having me so often. It's really terrific, and I love the job you guys do.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, and you're welcome. What I do is I send Abe a sort of a confirmation email on Mondays and hit a few topics that we'll talk about, and I hit the Gaza update, and he shoots back Gaza update, and then foreign minister resigns, coalition may be falling apart, new elections. What in the world is going on, Abe?
Well, I'll give some details in a second, but the crazy thing about all this is that it's almost as if Hamas had the power here to maybe bring down an Israeli government.
Oh, come on.
Which is a little hard to, you know, when you look at it that way, this is really a head-scratcher. But if you remember last week, it sounded like we were on the verge of some pretty heavy fighting.
Right.
Hamas had just launched 400 to 500 rockets into Israel. There were people injured, and Israel was going to hit back. And all of a sudden, there was a ceasefire agreed to. Nobody knows just what kind of details there were. But as a result of that, the defense minister, who at least likes to position himself as being very hawkish, resigned. Now, we've spoken about him before. This is a guy, his name is Avigdor Lieberman, and I think I remember telling you that when he first came into the position that he was somebody who was very blunt, very honest, would shoot his mouth off, sometimes accurately, sometimes not, and actually has a very good relationship with Vladimir Putin. So we were joking about, hey, that sounds kind of familiar.
Right. Yes. And so he has resigned, I take it, in protest of the ceasefire agreement?
And in fact, a lot of the people in the South, which is where most of these rockets were falling, were very upset that there was a ceasefire and nothing much happened, and they'll just have to go through this again. These are people who had to, you know, they were spending several days in bomb shelters, they canceled schools, and there were homes destroyed by these rockets, and there were some injuries, one person killed. So there are a lot of people who weren't happy, and it kind of split the cabinet also. And now, as it is, elections, if everything stays stable, elections are due to be next November, which is pretty good because nobody gave this government much of a chance to get even this far.
Right.
But there's a lot of jockeying now between all the different parties for if the elections might come a little bit sooner, which they probably, it looks like they will. The question is when. So it looked like there was an opportunity for, these are Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition partners, but they are the heads of their own parties. And they had an opportunity, they thought, to knock him down a peg, maybe even take him out. And each one of them wanted to take power. Now, when the defense minister resigned, he leads a party that has five seats out of there are 120 seats in the Knesset. The coalition made up, I think, 66. So without him, it's 61.
Just barely Just barely a coalition, right?
It's barely a coalition, and it means that every party that's a part of it can hold up anything they want with the threat of leaving the coalition.
Right.
So it ends up, you haven't seen gridlock until you've seen something like that.
Where does the prime minister stand on this? Is he trying hard to keep the coalition together, or would he be okay with early elections?
Well, he might not mind somewhat early elections. He doesn't want them right now. And he even said when he said we're, kind of stepping back from attacking Hamas, he said there are things that you got, that the public unfortunately, the public can't know. But trust, you know.
All right. Well, listen, got to take a break.
Yep.
Let's pick it up from there when we come back. Once again, we're speaking with Abe Katzman. He is coming to us live from Jerusalem. And you're hearing it here first, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you're going to hear it in the news later on. But this is brand new to us. You're listening on, AM 660, The Answer. We appreciate it.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Chicago police say an officer has been shot during an active shooting incident at a hospital on the city's south side. Police spokesman Anthony Guglielmi said the officer is in critical condition. He says one possible offender has also been shot and that officers are now searching the hospital. The department issued a statement on Twitter saying there were reports of multiple victims after shots were fired Monday afternoon near Mercy Hospital on the city's south side. Police are asking people to avoid the area. No other details immediately released. Television footage shows several people, including some wearing white coats, walking through a parking lot with their arms up. Another down day on Wall Street as tech stocks took another hit. The Dow dropped 396 points. The Nasdaq lower by 220. The S&P lower by 56. Oil up to $57.17 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
And the latest answer traffic now.
Thanksgivathon continues this weekend, presented by Thompson Jewelers in Orlando and St. Cloud. Thanksgivathon 2018 is to benefit the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. Orlando Union Rescue Mission is making a difference for the homeless and families in need in Central Florida. Go to thanksgivathon.com and donate to make a difference. Thanksgiving traveling is happening all this week, according to AAA, and it could be the busiest Thanksgiving season with over 2 million passengers at the Orlando International Airport alone. The Orlando Star was put into place over the weekend. The Star is 600 pounds and dates back to the 1950s. Two department stores would hang the Star between the two stores in downtown Orlando. In the 80s, the charge was led by an Orlando resident to fix the Star, and now it's known as the Jack Kanzansis Star. You have a high of 81 and a low of 65. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Do you or someone you love have difficulty getting in and out of bed? Are you worried about falling? Then visit Relax and Comfort and see the all-new My Freedom Lift Bed. It's the perfect marriage of a lift chair with an adjustable bed. The My Freedom Lift Bed can sit you up and stand you up without assistance from others. With the touch of a button, it'll position you for easy transfer to a scooter or a wheelchair, or touch another button and enjoy a soothing massage, or have it stand you fully upright. The My Freedom Lift Bed is tax exempt with a doctor's prescription, and in-home setup is available nationwide, and you'll only find it at Relax and Comfort. Ask about the special no interest financing options and mention promo code American Adversaries to get 50% off Maluf bamboo bed linens or essential oil sleep pillows. Relax and Comfort is family owned and operated and has locations in Winter Park, Windermere, Sanford, and the Villages. Visit relaxandcomfort.com or call 321-329-3118. Guarantee your independence with the My Freedom Lift Bed. Relaxandcomfort.com, 321-329-3118.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
the shoulder block right now on I-4 eastbound, right before Lake Mary Boulevard on mile marker 98. You've got a 10-minute delay there. I-4 slowdowns pick up right after 436 and into downtown. 408 east and westbound are still fairly clear, but the ramps leading to it are still congested. And you have a crash at Ocoee-Apopka Road at Silver Star Road that is contributing to slowdowns there. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Okay, welcome back to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in. All right, once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're here. I'm here live in the Relax and Comfort Studio. 407-774-8255 is the number. And Abe Katzman's on the line with me, and he's coming to us live from Jerusalem, where, of course, it's midnight over there. And we're talking about the situation in Gaza. And because of a ceasefire agreement, it's caused turmoil in the Israeli government. In short, is that correct so far, Abe?
That is correct so far. So it caused one resignation so far that dropped the coalition number to a one-seat majority. And two other parties are threatening to leave. But one of them, with an interesting leader, had actually demanded to be named the new defense minister, or else he would leave. But after meeting with Netanyahu, he did not get the defense ministry, and he agreed not to leave. Very curious. Nobody knows what is behind all this. Why he? Why this particular? Why this politician didn't follow through with the threat? Something must be going on. It might be something as small as they have to keep their eye on Syria and Iran, and they can't commit too many resources to Gaza right now. Maybe there's a lot more than that, but I think that's one thing that might be behind some of these. Some of the decisions not to bolt from the government, and that it's really not a good time to bail out and cause elections and cause discord, and possibly even. I never like these early elections. If you've got a majority, ride it out. Just what do you have to take the risk for that you're going to get blown? That something goes wrong. You don't know what the landscape is going to be in 3 months. All kinds of things can happen, and we've seen it happen before. They think they're going to gain seats or strengthen their majority, and they come very close to blowing it, or sometimes do blow it. They've lost power doing things this way.
How is the Trump administration reacting to all of this? Has there been any announcement or anything? I haven't seen any tweets by the president or anything.
No, there's nothing much. The one issue that seems to be I don't know if it's bothering them, but with this kind of upheaval going on within the Israeli government, it's going to further delay the rollout of any kind of peace plan. I think that is maybe a bit of a frustration that the Trump administration has with what's going on in Israel. But hey, this happens. It's politics. This is an overly vibrant democracy.
Yeah, to say the least. But you said that right before we went to the break that the prime minister had said that there are certain things that they can't reveal. Did he imply that he can't reveal them now, or that they just can't be revealed at all?
Well, that at least some of it could not be revealed now. Okay. He said, I'll tell you when I'm going to, I won't tell you when I'm to act, but I have a plan. I know what we're going to do and when, and we will do it. So whatever, can you hold him to that? I don't know, but people are, usually he doesn't mind revealing these great moves that, like, Israel's intelligence has pulled off, like the heist of the nuclear secrets from Iran.
Iran, right.
But you would usually save that for after the fact. So here, I guess he, you know, he maybe, look, I trust Prime Minister Netanyahu with whatever you think of him as a politician. He wants, he lives and breathes Israel's security. And I think he's earned the benefit of the doubt. You can be skeptical, but I think that if he says something like this, I think that my instinct, at least, is to say, okay. For the moment, okay.
Well, he's asking for time. He says he has a plan.
Yep.
Now the plan, I suppose we could go two directions. The plan could be a plan of military action, or possibly, let's just take a shot in the dark, could it be that there is a plan afoot, a peace plan, that this isn't necessarily going to hold up the Trump plan, but he's going to hold up for the Trump plan or for some other plan? Is that at least a possibility?
It's the kind of situation where
the imagination.
We can speculate all we want.
Right.
We're not going to know,
but
nothing is out of bounds. I mean, you can come up with the craziest scenarios and they're possible.
Right. Well, thank goodness we have you there to tell us about this and explain it, because we're not hearing anything over here, at least so far, about this. We did hear that there was a ceasefire, and that I believe the initial reports were that Egypt helped broker it. Is that true?
Yeah, that's the report. You also don't know if this is somehow tied in with Iran and Turkey and the Saudis and Khashoggi, and you know, there are
so many
different strings being pulled here.
All right. Well, you mentioned Khashoggi. Supposedly, there's going to be a final report issued to the president tomorrow. The CIA evidently has leaked that they believe that MBS did order the murder of Khashoggi. President Trump said in an interview yesterday on Fox that he has not heard the tape, but he's heard about it, and it was very violent, brutal killing. Where do you think this thing goes from here? And is it being treated as seriously over there as it is being here by the media, at least?
They are paying attention to it here, and they're paying attention to it primarily because of the implications for the relationship with the Saudis, the Turks, and the Iranians. And all of them will be affected by this. And because of that, I think that I don't think this is something that President Trump can sweep under the rug. I don't think it's something that he wants to sweep under the rug, but he might kind of try to push it into the corner a little bit, because there are some very important things at stake here. You don't want to burn bridges with the Saudis over this. Even if Mohammed bin Salman was the guy with the bone saw, you still have wars to deal. You still got Iran to deal with. It's terrible, but you know, the U.S. was allied with Stalin in World War II. We've handled worse.
Yeah, and the president has made it clear, and he did again yesterday in that same interview where Chris Wallace was pressing him on this, that it is a very important relationship, and he values that relationship very highly. He also stressed that bin Salman himself had told him four or five times that he was not. And, of course, the CIA, they don't deal in certainties. They deal in probabilities, I believe, is how they put it. So he's...
Yeah.
Right? So...
Yeah, well, here, because they even called it an assessment. They didn't even call it a conclusion. It was
right.
An assessment based on the intelligence that others had.
Right.
And even there they hedged. Said either that he ordered the killing or that it was done with his knowledge. Well, those are two very different things.
Right, right, indeed. But it has created a tricky, a sticky wicket for the president. But he seems to understand, as you said, the value of Saudi Arabia and the whole Middle East geopolitical structure there. They play such a key role. That they cannot be dismissed right out of hand. And I would take it that Israel doesn't like Rand Paul's idea to stop the arms sale to Saudi Arabia because of this?
Israel is always a little bit is wary every time there are arms sales to the Saudis, but they understand why they're needed, and for the moment at least, the Saudis are not looked at as a current threat to Israel. All of that can change overnight. That's the problem with this system when you're dealing with these governments, these regimes, and this region.
Right, right. You had mentioned earlier when we were talking about the situation in Gaza and the fallout from it about special operations that Israel conducts. Did I see where Mossad thwarted a terrorist plot in Argentina recently?
Yeah, that's the story. What we do know is that the Argentine police arrested a couple of people who they believe are Hezbollah operatives. They were found with an arsenal of weapons, a Hezbollah flag, proof of having traveled, I think, within the Middle East, some type of all sorts of Arabic stuff. If it is the Mossad that tipped them off, good, because, you know, Hezbollah has really worked itself deeply into much of South America. They really have operations there. They were working with, it used to be with Hugo Chavez.
They're working with the drug cartels.
Drug cartels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. That's their, besides Iran, that is their income source. And, you know, you keep in mind, there's a history here. There was, the Iran itself is considered to have bombed the Israeli embassy in Argentina in 1992. They killed 29 people. They injured 240 people. Mm. And then 2 years later, Hezbollah bombs the Jewish community center there. They kill 85 people, and they injure, I don't even know how many hundreds, but I know that it was in the hundreds. And then you have the situation where the prosecutor who looked like he was going to uncover some sort of deal between Iran and the president to cover up Iran's involvement. The prosecutor, the lead prosecutor on this, was murdered.
Right.
So.
That was fairly recently, too. We talked about that.
Yeah, a year and a half ago, maybe, two years ago.
Yeah, prior.
Nisman, just Alberto Nisman.
Just prior to the election here in the United States, right.
Right.
All right. Listen, Abe, I got to take another break. Can you stay with me through?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Once again, we're speaking with Abe Katzman. By the way, you can read his excellent stuff at his website. That's abekatzman.com. Katzman with an S. All right. You're listening to The American Adversaries. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We still have slowdowns on I-4 starting at 434, and that continues still past downtown and into the Millennia area. You still have the crash at Hiawassee between Beggs and Apopka Boulevard. That's contributing to slowdowns there. The 408 eastbound is fairly clear with the exception of the 408-417 exchange. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till right after John Young Parkway. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I love hearing that music, and I love talking to Abe Katzman. Once again, he's joining us live from Jerusalem again tonight. Abe, we were talking about the attack that was thwarted in Argentina, and of course, anti-Semitic and anti-Jewish attacks occur all too often all over the world in various places, and including Pittsburgh here recently. PBS is going to be airing the first part of a two-part documentary, if I understand it correctly, tonight on neo-Nazi and Nazi activity and anti-Semitic activity primarily here in the United States. And even though in the documentary it admits that obviously this didn't begin under the Trump administration, they make the case that it has worsened under the Trump administration because of the president. I know we've talked about this a little bit before, and you haven't seen the documentary, nor have I, but just that concept of the president encouraging anti-Semitic activity. What do you think about that?
I find it laughable. First, you know, there are people who will tell you with a straight face that, you know, he gives one dog whistle after another. He'll make a reference to George Soros. Well, you know, you can criticize George Soros, and it doesn't have to be an anti-Semitic dog whistle. Donald Trump is not somebody who deals with dog whistles. When was the last time he hesitated to say what he thought about anything?
That's right. He doesn't use a dog whistle. He uses a train.
He doesn't. He can call whatever dogs he wants without any whistles. He doesn't need anything like that. Also, you know, there are these statistics that came out that showed spikes in anti-Semitism, anti-Semitic attacks, but most of the spike was a result of things happening on college campuses, and that is not exactly the area where Donald Trump has the most influence. And it also includes, if you remember, there were these hoax bomb threats that were called in by some disturbed Israeli teenager.
I remember.
So,
yeah, they occurred here in Central Florida.
You shouldn't count those. Yeah, no. These are, you know, you can't count those in the statistics. And the other thing I'd say for anybody who says, look at the statistics. Well, what about, look at the statistics in Europe. Did President Trump have anything to do with that?
Well,
there's been an explosion of anti-Semitic activity in Europe. Look at in France. I think as bad as it was in the last year, I believe it's up 77%. That's not Donald Trump.
What? I'm sorry. What was up to 77%?
I believe anti-Semitic attacks or incidents.
I see.
Something in France went up
by 77%. Okay, I understand now. Now I understand what you're saying. And certainly, as you pointed out in your recent articles, it is the Democrat Party that seems to be embracing anti-Semitic people. And just look at this election 2 weeks ago, right?
You can look under every rock and try to find a neo-Nazi somewhere. Meanwhile, look at who's coming into Congress. You've got these people overtly maybe they won't say Jewish, but it's anti-Israel in a way that you can only see as anti-Jewish. When Rashida Tlaib wraps herself on election night in the Palestinian flag and the PLO flag and not the American flag, that is not something that, you know, Jews should take lightly.
And that's not a dog whistle, right? I guess you could say that that's too loud to be a dog whistle. It's too audible.
That's right.
But you're exactly right. And seeing what's going on now in the fight for against the leadership, it just so happens that the leadership in the House, presumably the leadership, Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, and the like, these are Democrats who still support Israel, and they're being battled by Democrats who primarily either don't support Israel or don't seem to care.
That's exactly right. And the problem has been getting worse and worse. The Democrats are getting increasingly either ambivalent to or anti-Israel. It's dangerous. We've talked about it before. It's a terrible, terrible development. Bad for Israel, bad for America, bad for the Democrats, if you ask me. But, you know, not exactly their chief strategist. So, it's not good. It's not good for anybody. And I really hope that something turns around that party when it comes to their attitude toward Israel.
All right. Abe, I saw this just before I went on the air. Did I see where an Israeli astronomer has discovered a very odd-shaped galaxy or something like that? I know it's out of the blue, and I didn't warn you about this, but have you heard anything about that?
I didn't. If it was just across the wire, I didn't, but doesn't surprise me.
And
what was it?
And it was like a galaxy shaped like a comma or something like that. But this is out of the blue too. And I'm sorry to do this to you, but I saw where is it an Israeli debate team was victorious once again in Europe.
That totally doesn't surprise me. Jews are famous for being able to argue and complain. Get a lot of practice. You can win any debate.
All right. Well, listen, God
bless
you.
We're the debate superpower.
That's it. Once again, Abe, thanks for being a part of the show, and look forward to you having being always a part of the show. And happy Thanksgiving to you over there. And thanks again.
Thank you. To you, too.
All right. Well, you have a great night. We appreciate you so much. All right. Once again, Abe Katzman, his work, you can find at his website. That's abekatzman.com. Abekatzman.com. Okay. I just have a couple more minutes here in this segment. Once again, I did want to encourage you to help us with our Thanksgivathon because it is for such a great cause, the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And they do such great work here in our community. And who knows? Any of us could find ourselves, in a bad situation, and you want people who are going to help you up, and that's what the Orlando Union Rescue Mission does. It's faith-based. It is nonprofit. It is not supported by government money. That's why they are successful, be honest with you, because they can teach Christ and instill Christ in these people's hearts and give them hope and faith. And, boy, I tell you what, we can help them do that. And once again, thanksgivathon.com, real easy to remember. Thanksgivathon.com is where you can go to make a donation, a cash donation, or obviously, you know, credit, whatever, however you want to make it. And that's OURM.org if you would like to go to their website and find out more about it. And if you'd rather do it by telephone, that's fine too. Call 407-422-4855. 407-422-4855, extension 6, to make a donation. And once again, they're also looking for toys for the kids, and you can drop those off at the Family Center, which is at 1525 West Washington, or bring them by Wednesday when we're out there doing a live remote broadcast from 11 to 1 as they serve Thanksgiving dinner to thousands of people. And you can come on out and have dinner with us. And that's 11 to 1 on Wednesday. And if you'd like to bring a toy, it'd be a new toy, unwrapped, for any age child or sex child up to the age of 17. And for those older kids, you know, for the boys, you know, some maybe basketballs or footballs or something like that. And for the girls, you ladies know what to get for 17-year-old girls. I don't, but we're relying on you to help us out for the Thanksgivathon, and that's thanksgivathon.com, O-U-R-M.org, or 407-422-4855, and that's extension 6, Orlando Union Rescue Mission. They're doing God's work. Let's help God out a little bit by paying back. All right? Believe me, he'll take note of it. Okay, you're listening to the American Adversaries. Once again, it is Thanksgiving week. Now, we won't be here Thursday or Friday, and we're going to take Sunday off as well, get rested up and ready for the battle ahead for 2020, ladies and gentlemen. It's already started, okay? This hour, however, is already finished, but we got another one to go, so stick around for more of our radio show. On AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit it right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show on Thanksgiving week. Thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we're very, very thankful to have you in the audience. Couldn't do it without you. And we're very, very thankful to have our sponsors. We couldn't do it without them either, so please do support our sponsors. All right, we are here. We are live in the Relax and Comfort Studios. Speaking of our sponsors, Relax and Comfort's got some great deals going on over there. I hope you're hearing the new commercials. And if you mention American Adversaries when you go there, you can get
50% off of their essential oil pillows. Great gift idea, guys and gals. And their bamboo linens, bed linens, their Maluf bamboo bed linens are really awesome. Sheets and half off if you mention the American Adversaries all month long at Relax and Comfort. Okay, we're here live, as I said, in the Relax and Comfort studio, where the number is 407-774-8255. As I was saying earlier, I'm so thankful to have Abe Katzman as a part of our show, part of the regular lineup. I am so thankful also to have as part of the regular lineup John Barrows, who is in the driver's seat right now. Good to see you as always, John.
Oh, man, I'm so blessed to be back here.
Blessed to have you. I am Christopher Hart. Jeff is on the bridge. And indeed, you can see and hear us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. So we got our Thanksgiving-a-thon going on. And Fred Clayton, I hope you caught him at the top of the first hour of the show. Fred is the CEO. He's the director over there at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And the station here, and we are teaming up with them to do this Thanksgiving-a-thon to help them raise funds for their operation over there. Once again, it's a nonprofit organization. They don't accept any money or request any money from the government. They do it all on community donations, and we would like to help them out via Thanksgivathon. That's thanksgivathon.com. And they provide meals, you know, on a regular basis to people who need meals, but the people who stay at the facilities have to agree to some pretty strict terms, because the whole idea is to give them a hand up, not just a hand out. And John Barrows knows about the people at the Orlando Rescue Mission, don't you?
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
And tell the folks how you know about them.
Well, I work in the street and I work in the jail, and they are there. Send people over there to them. They have a great one-year drug and alcohol rehab in-house, where they go in, they stay in there, and they go through the whole program for a year, and it really changes people's lives. It really, really. If anybody's serious about getting off drugs, getting off alcohol, go call up there, talk to TJ, and ask to get an application to get into that program and take a year out of your life. Because I know it sounds like a long time, but it's not really, especially if you've been bouncing back and forth and everything, going in and out of all of that kind of drug, alcohol problem. There's nowhere like it, really.
And in fact, you recommend on a personal basis that people go there regularly.
Oh, yeah. If they need somewhere to stay or whatever they have need of, those guys will either, if they can't do it, they will get them to somewhere that can.
And the Orlando Union Rescue Mission has separate facilities for families and women with children and the single men. And they're getting ready to open a new facility for single men. It's going to be at 3300 West Colonial Drive. That's just a little bit further west than the Choices Women's Clinic.
Correct.
And it's just past John Young Parkway if you're heading west. And we're going to be doing a live remote broadcast there Wednesday afternoon from 11 to 1. And please do come out. It'll be their annual Thanksgiving meal, and they'll be serving thousands of meals there that day. And we'd love to see you there for the remote broadcast. But primarily, we'd like you to help us with the Thanksgivathon by making a contribution. And you can go to thanksgivathon.com to make a contribution, or you can call 407-422-4855, 407-422-4855, and the extension is 6, extension 6. And we really would appreciate it. And for those of you who've already made donations, thank you so very much for doing so. Once again, that's thanksgivathon.com. And also, they're looking for toys for the kids for the holidays. So please, an unwrapped new toy you can drop off either at 3300 West Colonial Drive Wednesday, because that facility is not open quite yet, but you can drop them off there Wednesday, or you can drop them off at the Family Center at 1525 West Washington, sometime over the next week or two. We would really appreciate that as well. Once again, John, as he said, he's He works on the street and he works in the jail and helping people who need help. And a lot of these people are in a situation where they don't have God in their life. And that's primarily what you encourage people in that direction.
Well, yeah, because he's the answer to every problem. And so, of course, you got to direct them to God and through Jesus Christ.
I don't think it is any coincidence that the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, their success is based on the fact that they teach people about God. They teach, you know, people about Christ.
They present the gospel.
And exactly. And the men have to go to church services. It's something like 30 times a week. And the families have to go, I think it's 3 times a week. So they're constantly being reintroduced to the love of Christ.
Right.
And that's where it all comes from. And that's the key to your success.
Well.
To the success that happens through you.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And so if he says that something is his power, it's a lot better to use his power than try and use our own.
In fact, you see the results yourself.
Absolutely.
Because you say when people come in and you give them information about that clinic and the history of that clinic, and that just kind of bounces off.
Yeah.
But when you give them the gospel,
that's right.
That's what soaks in.
You get it, Chris. That's absolutely true.
And that's, once again, it's that element is the key to success in these type situations. And obviously, it's not going to work every time, but if you stick at it, it'll eventually work.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, you can do this with addiction. You can do this with people that are going to get an abortion. I mean, 2 Timothy chapter 2 tells us to correct those that are in opposition, if perhaps God will grant them repentance and open their eyes, that they might see the snare of the devil, having been taken by him to do his will. And the gospel is what opens people's eyes. And again, it's all up to him. I don't know who he's going to open their eyes. I don't know who he's going to save, who he's not going to save. But he does. He passes over some. He saves others. And it's up to him, though. That's why I can go home every day and look in the mirror and say, I did the best I could do. And I led them all to God. It's up to him what he does with them.
All right. And by the way, if you would like to stop by and say hey to John, he's on Lucerne Terrace down there every day of the week that place is open.
And well, Monday through Friday.
And he likes his coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, if possible, large with cream only. But, you know, on a hot day, Gatorade will work too. But mainly just to stop by and give him a little encouragement. But he's going to be there whether you do it or not. but I thank you folks who do and who have done so in the past.
Had a new girl come down today and spent the day with me.
Yeah.
A young teacher over at First, I forget, it's over the school that's at First Baptist. They have a school there on their grounds.
On the campus, the big First Baptist at John Young?
Yeah, and she's a special needs teacher. So that right away should tell you she's an awesome person because it's special people that do that kind of thing. I got to spend the day with her.
Did Samantha send her over there?
No, not Samantha.
No. I saw a Facebook post where Samantha was at the First Baptist over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're speaking about a mutual friend of ours, actually. Samantha is our
who got a job, you know.
Intern.
Oh, got
she
a
did?
Job, you know.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, yep.
All right, good for her.
Philip told me.
Yeah, and she's like a daughter to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, John is out there on Lucerne Terrace. And that place it's got quite the reputation. But as we said, that doesn't affect people when they hear about the horror stories that have gone on in there.
No,
they just walk right in.
And now I don't even know if I told you, but it turns out now that the main abortionist there actually killed a girl giving her an abortion.
At that place?
No, not there. In south down in West Palm. He's from West Palm Beach. And as it turns out, he left the tools inside of a girl that he gave her an abortion. and 5 days later she was dead. Massive infection.
Is he going to be charged?
He's already been charged. They already, with them, it's just, with doctors, I don't know how they get away with some of this stuff, but it's all just malpractice. I never see a doctor getting charged with manslaughter or murder or anything like that. It always goes to a malpractice case, and the family settled out of court.
He left instruments inside the
Correct.
Woman.
Correct, yeah.
What, he had to take a phone call or something? I mean, how does a guy do that?
I have no idea.
Because there aren't a whole lot of instruments that they use, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, what you were just saying is so true about the blindness of people when they come there. As I tell them that the guy's got a $36 million judgment against him for destroying a young lady, I tell them that doctors have been drug out the doors in handcuffs and arrested for battery on patients. I tell them that he pled guilty 5 months ago to manufacturing and sales of LSD, cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamines. And then you tell them that the guy that they're going to see today has actually killed a girl, given her an abortion. They don't care. They don't care. They'll say, well, I hope it doesn't happen to me. And it's like, really? Am I sitting here? Am I really witnessing this? But you're right. It's the gospel that changes. The preached word usually is what turns hearts there.
All right. Tell you what, we'll take a break and come back on the other side, continue the conversation with John Barros. And once again, please help us with our Thanksgivathon this year. That's thanksgivathon.com. And all of it goes to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And all of that goes to helping people who need a hand up, not a hand out. And they are willing to go through what it takes to make their lives successful again. All right. Once again, that's thanksgivathon.com. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Marilee here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. Or 07-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
What a wonderful world.
And yes.
One Aubrey Kahn has just joined us in the studio.
Good evening.
All right, got John Barrows here. We were just talking during the break about some of the bizarre things that happened over there. You were telling me that today was a slow day over there, and that they don't appreciate the fact that the people at the clinic think you're driving business away.
Well, it's so funny because last year they had me in for Thanksgiving meal on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
I remember that.
And you remember all that.
They frisked you before.
Oh, yeah, all of that. And then they had the deal where a bunch of the girls there quit after that day.
Because of the impression you left on them.
Well, that's what they said anyway. And then the other clinic got shut down. They couldn't fund it, or they couldn't have people that would work there. And then they went through this big show to hire people, and it didn't work. And then they finally just said, we're not going to renew our license there, and they opened it up to be the Green Relief. But today, the lady that runs all these came in, and the way it's
she's been, like the office manager.
You know, she's like the of all of his stuff.
Of all of it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And because there's been so many people choosing life and getting out of there lately. And I looked at her. I said, young lady, I guess I probably won't be invited to the Thanksgiving thing. She goes, John, you blankety boy. She goes, you have destroyed this business. She says, now you're destroying the marijuana business. She says, why did you have to post that stuff about Dr. Rodriguez? And I said, well, I have to. It's the truth. Says, you got to quit, because people are actually, I guess, calling them and telling them, questioning that an abortionist is actually working at the medical marijuana place and all of this stuff.
Right.
And so, yeah, they're kind of hot. They're kind of mad right now.
It's okay.
What's that?
It's okay.
Aubrey's here.
I don't think they'll get over it, but
I hope they shut down.
So, but today you had a woman come out.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was beautiful. There was three actually that came out during the preaching and left, didn't talk to us. But then there was one girl that came out, and it was so funny to see the guilt or whatever lifted from her. But she did that when she came out. She did that kind of, you know, young teenage 20s thing girls do, where they stick their arms all the way out to the side and they just move them up and down and they give you this big smile. And
really?
Yeah. And then she looks and goes, I didn't do it. I'm not going to do it. So she came over and we had a time of prayer and got her sent over to Choices, and it was just beautiful. You know, it's all the time, man. It's so beautiful to see God move in hearts down here.
And so she did go over, and she got the sonogram. And
yeah, I haven't talked to them, but that's where she was heading.
A little while ago, you showed me, though, a picture of a girl who had come out.
Yeah.
And she went over, and what did she find when she took the sonogram?
Her name was Missy, I believe, or something like that. But, yeah, she's having twins.
Turns out she's going to have twins.
Yeah.
The picture looked like she was happy.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot explain to you, when girls go in there, they go in there very cold, very dark, very hard, and, you know, a lot of times being kind of nasty and everything. but when God touches them, when God, there's just like this split second of time. I mean, I've had girls tell me over and over how they were sitting in there saying, I'm not going to listen to that blankety blank, all the stuff. And then within a half of a second of time, they say, I got to get out of here. And it's like God just does something, you know, through his word. And when they come out, that relief, Oh my goodness, that's where, like I showed you, you only see smiles like that on a girl that's been under a tremendous amount of pressure that sees God opening doors for her.
Wow. Okay. And by the way, John, you know, he's out there and he gets a very little support. And if you can help him out, that'd be great too. By the way, you can follow him on his website. That's John Barros. I'm sorry, on Facebook, John Barros with two R's. And you can see a little video of what he does if you just Google Who Will Stand or go to whowillstand.net. All right, you're listening to the American Adversaries Radio, and we're going to take a break and come back. Don't forget, when we finish up here at 7 o'clock, Larry Elder follows us up with some great radio. And don't forget, also, you can check out our brand new website. That's AmericanAdversaries.com. We'll be right back with more of the show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A gunman opened fire Monday at a Chicago hospital, wounding at least four people, including a police officer and a hospital employee. A police spokesman said the gunman was dead, but it was not immediately clear if he took his own life or was killed by police. The shooting unfolded at Mercy Hospital on the city's south side, and officers were searching the facility. Mercy has a rich history as the city's first chartered hospital. It began in 1852 when the Sisters of Mercy religious group converted a rooming house. During the Civil War, the hospital treated both Union soldiers and Confederate prisoners of war, according to its website. It was another down day on Wall Street as the Dow plunged 396 points to 25,017. The NASDAQ dropped 220. The S&P 500 lower by 46. Oil prices up 71 cents to $57.17 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you suffer from lower back pain? Do you ache worse after sitting in a regular chair? Are you one of 80% of Americans who suffer debilitating back pain sometime in your life? Then you need to try the perfect chair at Relax and Comfort. Designed after the NASA G couch for astronauts, the perfect chair offers you comfort that no other chair can. Sitting in an average chair places over 8 times more pressure on your spine than standing. The effects of this over time cause the average person to shrink 1 to 2 inches, but not with the perfect chair. It's motorized and has individual elevation for the head and feet, providing you with every option you need for a pain-free experience. So try the perfect chair at Relax and Comfort and ask about no interest financing. Mention the promo code American Adversaries and get 50% off Maluf bamboo bed linens or essential oil sleep pillows all month. Relax and Comfort is family owned and operated and has locations in Winter Park, Windermere, Sanford, and the Villages. Go to relaxandcomfort.com or call 321-329-3118. Get your perfect chair and enjoy blessed relief and unparalleled comfort today. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape, and Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics. For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, W-O-R-L. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, thanks for being with us, and thanks for helping us out with our Thanksgivathon. That's thanksgivathon.com. Christopher Hart here, along with John Barros and Aubrey Kahn. We're in the Relax and Comfort studio, where the number is 407-774-8255. Now, tomorrow night at Pro Wrestling 2.0, they've got their It's going to be the Ultima Cena matches going on there. The big cinema matches. And Pro Wrestling 2.0 is professional wrestling done here locally. And they'll be doing this these matches. This card will be at their training facility, which is on Hoffner Road, just off 436. And the matches are tomorrow night, and the doors open at 6:30. And Marvin got a free pair of tickets from us on Friday. And I got another pair to give away tonight. So if you'd like to go to see some local live professional wrestling, and these are excellent wrestlers, and we've actually seen some of these wrestlers work their way into NXT on their way to the WWE. And sometimes you see WWE talent at these matches. And so that's ProWrestling2.0.com is their website. If you'd like to go tomorrow night, I got a pair of tickets to give away. The number is 407-774-8255. You don't have to pick them up or anything. You just show up there tomorrow night and give your name at the door, and that's all you got to do. And it's a lot of fun. It's fun for the whole family, and it is up close and personal. And it's not unusual to have the wrestlers find themselves being thrown into the audience. So, and it's both men and male and female wrestling, and it's a lot of fun. The kids will really love it. And if you'd like a free pair of tickets, call us right now for tomorrow night's Ultima Cena. That's 407-774-8255 for that pair of tickets. All right, so we're speaking with John and about some good news, some things to be thankful for going on down there. And of course, the Choices Women's Clinic, thankful that we have that facility here in Orlando for these women, because they don't have to pay for it when they go there.
No, somebody pays for it. I mean, they...
Like Aubrey here.
Like Aubrey, I think, writes the checks every month down there.
Yeah, he does. He makes donations to them. He doesn't like to be recognized
for it. He gets tables worth of people to come down and give and...
It is once again, it's a great organization, and we are
I love you,
blessed,
Aubrey.
Blessed to have these organizations here in Central Florida who help citizens who need the help and can't pay for it themselves, like the Orlando Union Rescue Mission does, and like Choices Women's Clinic does.
Yeah, I think Vicky said that they had 248 churches that have donated to Choices.
If you have a church and would like to help out, you can as well. Or if you would like to volunteer there, they are always looking for volunteers. Yep. It's a health center. So if you're a nurse or something like that, they can use your expertise at the Choices Women's Center, Women's Clinic. And but once again, we're in the midst of our Thanksgivathon, where we're trying to help the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, who helps families and individuals get back on their feet and become productive citizens of society again, or maybe in some cases for the first time in their lives. And we're blessed to have such organizations here in Central Florida, but they need our help because they don't rely on the government. That's how they are successful at what they do. Is because they don't rely on the government. Because when you get money from the government, it has all kinds of strings attached to it.
What you can say and can't say.
And what you can do and can't do. Mm-hmm. And it can be very cumbersome, and it makes it near impossible to be successful. So once again, please help us out with the Thanksgivathon. That's thanksgivathon.com, thanksgivathon.com. You know, there's a new head at Planned Parenthood, but... You know, the same thing is just going to go on with Planned Parenthood. But they also made an announcement, you should get a kick out of this, John, that they are going to cut back on their other services and focus more primarily on abortions.
They don't have other services. They say they do. They pull the wool over your eyes, but they don't do anything else. All right? This thing about... the pill or other forms of birth control, you can get that at any clinic anyway, but they don't encourage it.
In fact, they do very little other than abortions. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you've documented this because of the nature of their facilities around the country.
Yeah, what's the name of it? There's a group, I think it's called Live Action. They called every single Planned Parenthood and asked about all those other services, and
only a handful of them even offered them.
Yeah, like there's no mammograms, there's none of all that.
They don't even have the machines to do them.
No, not even.
But even those where they do the ultrasound, they're all fuzzy and cloudy on purpose, so you cannot see the baby alive and well and kicking and so on. It's just fuzzy. And when you send them to Choices and they do the mammogram there.
You mean the sonogram?
The sonogram, you can see the heartbeat. You can see everything. Why do they do that? Because they're not interested in anything but abortion.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Are you encouraged as the way the election turned out? I know you are not looking forward to an Andrew Gillum governorship.
No, I mean, that guy's... I don't know anybody that believes anywhere near like he did about all kinds of things. But, no, I mean, I'm glad. I don't know if DeSantis will do anything because he never told us he would do anything when he ran for office.
He didn't tell us much at all.
Didn't tell us anything. But I mean, as long as he just does nothing, I think we'll be okay.
We'll be better off than if Gillum had won.
I know you still have powerful allies in the Florida legislature, Jennifer Sullivan, right up the street here, for instance.
Yeah.
And so we'll see how the legislative session goes. Certainly it would have been a whole lot different had Andrew Gillum become governor of Florida. But it is still a razor-thin margin here in this state. And that means we have to be vigilant, and we have to get out there, and we have to participate, because, as you see, every vote literally does count.
It does.
And you saw the agricultural commissioner. The new agricultural commissioner is Nikki Fried. Matt Caldwell officially conceded himself and said he will not challenge the vote, even though it was less than 5,000 vote difference out of 8 million cast.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Tell me your vote doesn't count, ladies and gentlemen.
Who won, the Republican or the Democrat?
She's a Democrat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I came out with my theory last night as to why Matt Caldwell lost. I call it the Dewey effect. He has a mustache. And women many women won't vote for a guy with a mustache. Jimmy the Greek made a huge score in the Dewey versus Truman election. And if you remember, everybody talks about, we had all these concessions on election night and then they changed it and stuff. Well, that Dewey-Truman election is one of the most famous elections for everybody getting the call wrong on election mm-hmm. night. They called it for Dewey. It's a famous photograph of Truman holding up the newspaper. Newspaper with a headline, Dewey wins or something like that. And Truman actually won the election because the counting turned in his favor. But Jimmy the Greek, his wife had told him she was going to vote for Truman because Dewey had a mustache. So Jimmy the Greek hired a couple of women to go stand out in front of a supermarket, grocery store, and interview women as they came out. And the consensus was they weren't going to vote for a guy with a mustache.
Really?
So he scraped together about $5,000 and put a bet down on Truman's nose and won big. And so,
wow.
I couldn't figure out how is it that Caldwell loses this race when you got the Republican governor and the Republican senator winning and Ashley Moody won. She's the Republican for attorney general. And then I saw a picture of Caldwell. I go, he's got a mustache. That's what cost him. All he had to do was shave that doggone thing for a few weeks, and he might be the agricultural commissioner. By the way, for you folks out there who are worried that the agricultural commissioner has overseas gun permits and concealed license permits, Mark Walters was talking about this on his show. Did you hear it?
And this morning they were talking about it as well,
that
they are going to be moving that away from the Department of Agriculture and back to the Secretary of State.
Right. Mark Walters laid it out quite thoroughly last night. The Secretary of State used to be an elected cabinet position here in the state of Florida. And back when the Democrats controlled the government, they changed it to an appointed position. So then the Republicans took away the authority for the Secretary of State to issue these permits and gave it to the Secretary of Agriculture because that's still an elected position. Well, now that the Secretary of Agriculture is a Democrat elected to that position, the Republicans want to take it away and give it back to the Secretary of State, who is appointed by the Republican governor. So here we go again, ladies and gentlemen.
Are they allowed to do that?
They can if they pass it by legislative action. But all it does is it sets up a potential problem again when a Democrat is elected
governor. Why didn't he wait for the recount?
He did. You're talking about Matt Caldwell?
Yes.
He did. He waited until the recount was over and then said, however, he's not going to challenge it any further. Wow. He's accepting the hand recount, which showed him losing by less than 5,000 votes. Anyway, politics.
See, they didn't look behind the toilet door for that box of them.
They're still looking. All right, so to make a long story short, what we do at the polls has an effect on what John does down there on Lucerne Terrace, because who we put in positions of power can make or change laws, legislations, regulations, whatever, that affect that particular business.
Right.
Well, yeah. And like that lady was saying on that senator the other night, that there's a perception. If they're in power, there's a perception of that they are strong and we are weak. And that's a big deal down there. You got to be strong.
Right. All right. We got to be strong. All right. We got to take a break, too, and come back. Don't forget, please help us out with our Thanksgivathon. So easy to do. Just go to thanksgivathon.com, thanksgivathon.com. Or if you'd prefer to call, 407-422-4855, 407-422-4855, extension 6. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors, they're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries here, Thanksgiving week. Once again, a program note for you. We won't be here Thursday, obviously, nor Friday or Sunday. We're going to take a four-day weekend. get rested up. Actually, I got a lot of stuff to do around the house. And we'll be back, of course, next Monday, ready to go and ready to tear into 2020 through 2019 and into 2020. All right. Once again, please help us out with our Thanksgiveathon. The station here is working with Orlando Union Rescue Mission to help them raise funds needed for the holidays and then to go into next year. And they are doing the Lord's work and helping people get back on their feet and reestablish their lives in Christ. And you can do so by going to thanksgiveathon.com, thanksgiveathon.com, or call 407-422-4855, extension 6, 407-422-4855, extension 6. And also, we're here live in the Relax and Comfort Studios, and we still have that pair of tickets to Ultima Cena Professional Wrestling live here tomorrow night in South Orlando, just off of 436 on Hoffner Avenue. And if you'd like to go, that free pair of tickets, just give us a call at 407-774-8255. And this is excellent wrestling action, and it is up close and personal, and it'll be a whole lot of fun. And it's fun for the whole family. 407-774-8255 for that pair of tickets to Ultima Cena, tomorrow night. Once again, talking with John Barros. And tell us another good story, Thanksgiving week here.
Okay. Well, there was another story. We had a young lady named Sarah Bosch, who's training to be a volunteer at Choices. She also likes to come down and see what it's like there. She's trying to learn everything she can about counseling when it comes to abortion and all that. Well, there was a girl that came the other day that was never settled about going through with an abortion. And she kept coming out, and she would walk up and down the street. She would walk around in the back parking lot. She would do all these kinds of things. And then finally around noon, her mother shows up, or about 11. Her mom shows up and is trying to push her into there. And I'm asking this lady, I said, "What are you doing?" I go, "You want her to kill your grandchildren?" And I go, "How could you possibly want her to kill your grandchildren?" And she goes, "Well, don't you know, I'm actually helping the world because it's overpopulated."
I said, "Oh God,
please, why would you believe some stupid lie like that?" And anyway, went into all these things. Then she started getting mad. And then Sarah was trying to, help as much any way that she could. And she went down to the back, and the workers there are getting really angry because it's getting late in the day. And I'm not kidding you, this was one of the most bizarre scenes I think you could imagine. We're down there in the bottom in the back trying to talk to the girl that's walking around. Her mom's standing there just not knowing what to do about anything. And the workers at the abortion clinic are hollering out the top windows and waving for her to come in.
Oh, God.
Come in and do this. And we're going, what is going on here? I go, this is like out of some horror movie or something, you know, what's this war that was going on. And then finally, the girl ended up choosing not to do it and got in her mom's car and they drove away. But though it was so weird, because you're here and sometimes it's so much like a battle. It always is a battle that's unseen, but sometimes you can actually see it when it's like that, when they're waving for you to come in and
the girl pacing around,
wrestling with what she's going to do and all that. And it was pretty powerful. But those things are so exhausting, because you get so emotionally wrapped up, and you're wrapped up there from 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning until that was like 4:30 when she finally left there.
Finally made up her mind.
She hasn't returned yet, so I'm hoping that she decided to keep her baby.
And then, of course, you ride the fellas hard when they bring a girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I tell them what missing body parts they have and how they should be, men, what it means to be a man. thing I hate lately is these veterans come, and they're like, they think they have some right to do this somehow. So I pull out good old Colonel McKnight. I said, Colonel McKnight, a real man, a real veteran, a real hero that led the rescue of those helicopter pilots in Black Hawk Down. He stands here next to me. You can't see him, but he is telling you that you are a stinking coward, that you are nothing. You don't even have the right to have ever worn the uniform, much less think that you're something and you have some kind of right to kill your own son or daughter or something. This thinking is absolutely ridiculous.
Does it have an effect?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it'll either harden them but, yeah, the guys, man, when I tell them... Here's the equivalent of if it was a guy, right? About the record of this place now. If it was a guy and a guy's going to a place to get a vasectomy, right?
Okay.
You got a girl going there to get an abortion.
Right. Okay.
If it was a guy going to get a vasectomy, I always ask him, I said, dude, would you go get a vasectomy at a place where they cut a guy's penis off and they fined him $36 million and then killed another guy that was going to that place. Would you go?
Not likely.
No, they all say no. Yeah, I said, well, what do you think you're doing here to her?
Right, right. But once again, those arguments aren't the effective ones.
No, they're not. You need to have them, though. Right. At least I need to. I mean, just... to clear my head of everything. I mean, you got to try and cover every angle. You got to let them. When I'm talking to those guys, what I'm really doing is driving a wedge between that guy and that girl to let her see that he really doesn't care, but that God cares and God has sent people down to help you that do care, that will do anything. That I've given girls a ride to Tennessee before to get into safe houses to get away from scum like these guys that bring girls down there. So that's the main reason I do that stuff. But you're right. It's always the word of God that's powerful and changes hearts,
and it works on the guys too. And
yeah,
and,
yeah,
and so they'll sometimes do the right thing and come back and thank you sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you know how it is. You remember when you were growing up? I never had a friend that I didn't get in a fight with first.
Yeah.
How about you? Was it kind of the same
thing? There was a couple like that.
You know, it was like, I didn't even have a friend that I didn't get in a fight with first. And, you know, you do this battle all day long, and, yeah, a guy chooses life or whatever. They're very thankful. I'll even apologize sometimes. I didn't mean to be so hard on you. He said, you should have been harder. He goes, I don't know what I was thinking and that kind of thing.
Yeah. All right. Once again, whowillstand.net, or just Google Who Will Stand, and you'll see a little video of what John does down there. But to really see it up close, you can stop by.
Come on down.
Come on down and stand with John a little while. Just maybe you can just go by and give him a thumbs up. But Lucerne Terrace, right there off Orange Avenue, just south of south of the City Hall and all of that. And once again, you know, cold weather's are coming. So warm, nice warm cup of coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, large, cream only, will suit John just fine. And you're not alone down there, though, as you mentioned.
God brings different people every day. Like today, we had two people that were sick that normally try to come on Monday. But then he sent this new girl, Jennifer. And, you know, it was a lovely day with her down there. And, it was really beautiful.
All right.
You just never know what God's going to do. I have never made a schedule. I used to try to do that, but then I get so mad because people wouldn't live up to their word and when they were saying they were coming on, that I was absolutely useless because I was so mad. So I just asked the Lord to take care of it, and he has, and you just never know who's coming and when.
All right. Maybe it'll be you, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate it. And once again, we appreciate it if you could help us out with the Thanksgivathon and help out the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And you heard John talk about how he refers people to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And you know he wouldn't do that if he didn't think that they could find the Lord Jesus Christ there and the proper help. and the things that they need to get back on their feet. So please help us. You can go to thanksgiveathon.com and give there, thanksgiveathon.com. Or if you'd rather call on the phone, it's 407-422-4855, 407-422-4855, extension 6. And they're also looking for toys. And, you know, Toys for Tots is going on right now, too, at Sutherland Nissan. It would be really cool if you could get a couple of toys, unwrapped, new, drop one off for Toys for Tots at Sutherland Nissan, and then drop some off over at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And they need them for both sexes and up to age 17. And it's very similar with the Toys for Tots. So we'd appreciate your help. And once again, that's thanksgiveathon.com. And come on out on Wednesday afternoon, 12 to 1, and it's 3300 West Colonial Drive, and it's going to be their big annual Thanksgiving meal, and it's home-cooked fixings, too. It's good stuff. So come on out and join us Wednesday. But mainly, please help us out with the Thanksgiveathon. That's thanksgiveathon.com. And, John, once again, thank you.
Thank you guys.
So much. Aubrey, thank you.
So thankful for you.
Always a pleasure.
And appreciate you folks out there as well. All right, Larry Elder is up next. Of course, we'll be back here tomorrow night. But don't forget, this at the end of the week, we're going to be taking 4 days off starting Thursday. So, but that means we'll be back next Monday fresh and ready to go. Thank you so much for tuning in. That's thanksgiveathon.com. Good night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5 AM.
And we're on Facebook at American Adversaries. We'll be right back with more of the show.